ಉಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿ ವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿ ವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿ ವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿ ವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ರಸ್ವಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ರಸ್ವಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಕುಲ ನಂದ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಕುಲ ನಂದ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಜಯ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಜಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತಾಯ जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा श्रील प्रभुपदा श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री श्री राधा रासबिहारी जी की श्री शीतल हनुमान जी की श्री गौरनिताय की श्री श्री प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्तवृंद की గౌరాంగ ప్రేమానంది ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ
శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం Canto 5, chapter number 18, text number 32.
Jarayujam sveda jamanda jodvidam Jarayujam sveda jamanda jodvidam జరాయుజం స్వేదజమండజోద్విదం జరాయుజం స్వేదజమండజోద్విదం చరాచరం దేవర్షి పితృభూతమైంద్రియం చరాచరం దేవర్షి పితృభూతమైంద్రియం చరాచరం దేవర్షి పితృభూతమైంద్రియం చరాచరం దేవర్షి పితృభూతమైంద్రియం ద్యౌకం క్షితిశైల సరీ సముద్రం ద్యౌకం క్షితిశైల సరీ సముద్రం ద్యౌకం క్షితిశైల ద్యౌకం క్షితిశైల సరీ సముద్రం ద్యౌకం క్షితిశైల సరీ సముద్రం దీపాగ్రహ క్షేత్య అభిధేయేకః దీపాగ్రహ క్షేత్య అభిధేయేకః ಪಾಗ್ರಹ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ಯ ವಿಧೇಯ ಏಕ ದ್ವೀಪಾಗ್ರಹ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ಯ ವಿಧೇಯ ಏಕ ಜರಾಯುಜಂ ಸ್ವೇದಜ ಮಂಡಜೋದ್ಭಿದಂ ಚರಾಚರಂ ದೇವರ್ಷಿ ಪಿತೃಭೂತಮೈಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ದ್ಯೌಕಂ ಕ್ಷಿತಿಶೈಲಸರೀಸಮುದ್ರಂ ದ್ವೀಪಾಗ್ರಹ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ಯಭಿಧೇಯ ಏಕಃ
Please repeat.
Jarayujam Svedajamandajodvijam ಕಂಕ್ಷಿತಿಶೀಲಸರಿಸಮುದ್ರಂ ಆಗ್ರಹ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ಯಭಿಧೇಯ ಏಕಃ ಜರಾಯುಜಂ ಸ್ವೇದಜ ಮಂಡಜೋದ್ವಿಜಂ ಚರಾಚರಂ ದೇವರ್ಷಿ ಪಿತೃಭೂತಮೈಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಧುಕಂ ಕ್ಷಿತಿಶೈಲಸರೀಸಮುದ್ರಂ ದ್ವೀಪಗ್ರಹ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರವಿಧೇಯ ಏಕಃ ಜರಾಯುಜಂ ಸ್ವೇದಜ ಮಂಡಜೋದ್ವಿಜಂ ಚರಾಚರಂ ದೇವರ್ಷಿ ಪಿತೃಭೂತಮೈಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ದ್ವೀಪಸರೀಸಮುದ್ರಂ ದ್ವೀಪಗ್ರಹ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ಯಭಿಧೇಯ ಏಕಃ ಜರಾಯುಜಂ
One born from your womb.
Svedajam,
one born from perspiration.
Andaja,
one born from an egg.
Udbidam,
one born of the earth.
Characharam,
the moving and the stationary.
Deva,
the demigods.
Rishi,
the great sages.
Pitru,
the inhabitants of Pitruloka.
Bhutam,
the material elements.
Air,
fire,
water,
and
earth.
Aindriyam,
all the senses.
Dyauhu,
the higher
planetary system.
Kham,
the sky.
Kshitihi,
the earthly
planets.
Shila,
Shaila,
the hills
and mountains.
Sarit,
the rivers.
Samudra,
the
oceans.
Dvipa,
the
islands.
Graha,
Grahaksha,
the
stars and planets.
Iti,
thus,
Abhideyaha,
to be
variously named.
Ekaha,
one.
My dear
Lord, you
manifest
your different
energies
in
countless
forms.
As living
entities,
born from
wombs,
from eggs,
and
from perspiration,
as plants and trees that grow out of the earth. As all living entities, both moving and standing, including the demigods, the learned sages, and the pithos, as outer space, as the higher planetary system containing the heavenly planets, and as the planet Earth with its hills, rivers, seas, oceans, and islands. Indeed, all the stars and planets are simply manifestations of your different energies. But originally, you are one without a second. Therefore, there is nothing beyond you. This entire cosmic manifestation is therefore not false, but is simply a temporary manifestation of your inconceivable energy. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This verse completely rejects the theory of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, which states that spirit or Brahman is real, whereas the manifested material world with its great variety of things is false. Nothing is false. One thing may be permanent and another temporary, but both the permanent and the temporary are facts. For example, if someone becomes angry for a certain period, no one can say that his anger is false. It is simply temporary. Everything we experience in our daily lives is of the same character. It is temporary but real. The different kinds of living entities coming from various sources are very clearly described in this verse. Some are born from a womb, and some, like certain insects, from human perspiration. Others hatch from eggs, and still others sprout from the earth. A living entity takes birth under different circumstances according to his past activities. Although the body of the living entity is material, it is never false. No one will accept the argument that since a person's material body is false, murder has no persecution. Our temporary bodies are given to us according to our karma. We must remain in our given bodies to enjoy the pains and pleasures of life. Our bodies cannot be called false. They are only temporary. In other words, the energy of the Supreme Lord is as permanent as the Lord Himself. Although His energy is sometimes manifest and sometimes not. As summarized in this verse, Vedas says, Sarvam Kilvidam Brahma. Everything is Brahman. Om Ajnantimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadha Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunadhanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha.
నమః ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తిస్వరూప దామోదర స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమః ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదే పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
సో ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ in Jambudvipa the king of the Pitriloka Aryama is offering prayers to the supreme personality of Godhead. So in this verse it says here everything comes from Krishna, either human beings or birds, beasts, plants or whatever existing in this material world. Whatever we see, or sometimes we are not able to see, other plant system, even then that is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So regarding this, even Queen Kunti offered praise to Krishna. So first of all Srimad Bhagavatam full of praise. All the cantos from top to bottom are prayers. Through the prayers, the sages, the demigods, even the animals, the demons, they glorified Krishna in different ways. Right. So how can an animal can glorify Krishna? Right? Can animal can speak? But Gajendra spoke because he was devote of Krishna. So if one can contact, one can come with contact with Krishna, animal can speak. It's as simple as that. So there is evidence is Gajendra. So in this verse it says that Krishna takes birth among the human beings, animals, demigods and the beasts. In Bhagavad Gita, in this regard Krishna explains, janma karma chame divyam yomam vittatataha tattva deham punar janma naiti mameti so Arjuna. In devotional service, whatever Krishna says, we only repeat it. There is no contradictory. Either the devotees can take birth among the animals, or human beings, or the demons, or the demigods, they only repeat what Krishna says. As simple as that. There is nothing is complicated. There is nothing is like a rocket science. So everything is very simple and explained in simple way. Our duty to simply glorify Krishna. So here Queen Kunti says, janma karma cha vishwatman అజశ్యా కర్తురాత్మనః తిర్యంద్రీ శిశుయాదసు తదత్యంత విడంబనం.
శ్రీ రాధా రాస్ బిహారీ జీకి జయ. సీతారామ హనుమాన్ జీకి, శ్రీ గౌర నితాయ్ కి, శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ. సో హియర్ పిన్కుంతి ఇస్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ కృష్ణ. ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బివిల్డరింగ్ ఓ సోల్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ దట్ యూ వర్క్ దో యు ఆర్ ఇనాక్టివ్ అండ్ దట్ యు టేక్ బర్త్ దో యు ఆర్ ద వైటల్ ఫోర్స్ అండ్ ద అన్బోర్న్. యూ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ లిసన్ అమాంగ్ అనిమల్స్ మెన్ సేజెస్ అండ్ అక్వాటిక్స్ వేరియలీ దిస్ ఈస్ బివిల్డరింగ్. So what Krishna says, Queen Kunti is simply repeating it, janma karma cha me divyam, right? So here Lord Krishna became a tortoise in order to help his devotees, to fulfill his devotees' desires. So here whatever the devotee has a desire, Krishna exhibits according to the devotee's desire to be fulfilled. So what are the cause of the incarnations? Queen Kunti is saying here,
kechidahurajam jatam punyaslokaya kirtaye yedo priyeshyanvavaye malayasiva chandanam.
Some say that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings, and others say that he is born to please King Yadu. Please King Yadu. One of your dearest devotees, you appear in his family as sandalwood appears in the Malaya hills. So the Krishna appears in only the pure families. So in this context, anybody heard Tyagaraj? Tyagaraj? No? Nobody heard Tyagaraja? So Tyagaraja is a saint, Vaishnava saint, who appeared in South India, the banks of Kaveri River, in Thanjavur district. So even he says that
Jagadanandakaraka Jaya Janaki Prananayaka Gaganadipa Satkulaja Raja Rajeshwara గగనాదీప సత్కులజ రాజ రాజేశ్వర సుగుణాకర సురదేవ్య భవ్యదాయక సదా సగల సుగుణాకర సురదేవ్య భవ్యదాయక.
సో హియర్ ఇట్ సేస్ దట్ సేస్ జగదానంద కారక కృష్ణ ఇస్ కృష్ణ గివ్స్ ప్లెజర్ టు ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ అనిమల్స్ బట్ హీ గివ్స్ ఆల్ ద క్రియేచర్స్. That's why he called Jagadananda Karaka. And who is he? Jaya Janaki Prananayaka. Everybody offer money, 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 working day and night. But the mother Lakshmi, who resides in Krishna's heart, that's why he is called Srinivasa. By accepting Krishna within our hearts, so Krishna will fulfill all our desires. And how Krishna appears? He says that Gaganadipa. So what is the meaning of Gaganadipa? Rakesh is the moon and the sun god is Surya. So whenever Krishna appeared, either in the moon's family or in the sun dynasty, Lord Ram comes from the sun dynasty, the moon, sorry, the Krishna comes from the moon dynasty. That's why the Tyagaraj, he hints that Gaganadipa, right? By saying the Gaganadipa, he already said that Krishna appears either moon dynasty or the sun dynasty. And how? Satkulaja. Satkulaja. Like before Lord Ramachandra got married in Ramayana, the guru of the Dasharath, King Dasharath, he glorifies the Lord Ramachandra's dynasty from, you know, from Brahma's time until the, you know, the until Lord Ramachandra takes birth. So Satkulaja. So Krishna only takes birth in the good families. And here one interesting thing, that Krishna only appears in the good families, and even his devotees, they appear how? Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brasto Vijayate. So even his devotees, they appear in the pure families. Right? How? Malayasiva Chandanam. The sandalwood takes birth only in the Malaya hills. And the devotee want to glorify Krishna. Here Tyagaraja says, Raja Rajeshwara. So Raja Rajeshwara. The devotee want to put Krishna the topmost he can. And Krishna similarly, he reciprocates with his devotees by putting his devotee front, like Prabhupada, right? He was pure devotee of Krishna. Now entire world respects Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada surrendered unto Krishna, and Krishna also reciprocated similar way. It's both the ways always. You know, you give respect to Krishna, and Krishna also, you know, take care about you in that way. So then why Krishna appears here? Queen Kunti is saying that Srinvanti gayanti grinantya bhikshnashaha smaranti nandanti tavehitam jana taeva pashyanta chireva tavakam bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So why we need to glorify Krishna? Here Kunti is saying that one who repeats Krishna's glories or takes part in the glorification, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So sometimes, you know, the devotees, they say that, you know, I haven't got time, you know, I cannot, you know, take anymore. I've been so long in Krishna consciousness, I can't take it anymore. I finished. I'm not getting the pleasure which I meant to get it. But if you take the proper direction, we definitely achieve the goal eventually. So here the Prahlad Maharaj, one of the Mahajana, is exhibiting our weakness here. What he is saying here? Naitan manahatava kadasu vikunthanada sampriyate durita dustamasa dutivram
kamaturam harshashoka bayeshanarta tasmin kadam tavagatim vimrushami deenah.
My dear Lord of the Vaikuntha planets, where there is no anxiety, my mind is extremely sinful and lust, being sometimes so-called happy and sometimes so-called distressed. My mind is full of lamentation and fears, and it is always seeks more and more money. Thus, it has become most polluted and is never satisfied in your topics concerning you. I am therefore most fallen and poor. In such a status of life, how shall I be able to discuss your activities? So, if the one of the Mahajana, the topmost Mahajana, even Lord Narasimhadev refers in Srimad Bhagavatam, one who wants to become my devotee, they should follow Prahlad Maharaj. If Prahlad Maharaj is saying himself like this, then, you know, where are we then? So, the next verse, Prahlad Maharaj says here,
Jihvai kato chita vikarshati ma vitripta shishnai kata svagudaram sravanam kutaschiti granunyatascha paladrukvacha karma shakti bahva sapatnai vageha patim lunanti.
My dear Lord, O Infallible One, my position is like that of a person who has many wives, all trying to attract him in their own way. For example, the tongue is attracted to palatable dishes, the genitals to sex with an attractive woman, and the sense of touch to contact with the soft things. The belly, although filled, still wants to eat more, and the ear not attempting to hear about you. You generally attract to the cinema songs. The sense of smell is attracted to yet another side. The restless eyes are attracted to senses of the sense gratification, and the active senses are attracted to elsewhere. In this way, I am certainly embarrassed. So, here, the belly, you know, other day, I want to share one of my experience with you. You know, on the Ramanami day, the Kalasha donors were there, and I was filling the, you know, Kalasha with the milk and the yogurt. Then I realized, in the Kalasha, you can only fill as much you can. If you fill more than that, it will spill. Right? Similarly, if you eat too much, it will spill. The tummy will come from here, or from here, or from here. It spills. Though it cannot come out, but it shows that we are overeating. Right? So in that way, you know, the senses are dragging, you know, like many wives, here and there. So that's why we are not able to concentrate on Krishna. So, in this verse, Aryama is saying that everything is belongs to Krishna. So though we see the things are very differently, but everything is created by Krishna himself. So Prahlad Maharaj, he says same thing here, again he repeats. Like what Aryama is saying, Prahlad Maharaj is saying in different way. Like in the deity kitchen, we have same, you know, everyday Rajbhog offering, same 13 items. But each and every devotee, when they cook, it tastes differently. The same ingredients, they're mixing. But why it tastes different? Because they put different, the ingredients in different times. That's why, and different quantities. So that's why it tastes different. Here, Prahlad Maharaj is saying that.
Tvam vayuragni ravanirviyadam bhumatra pranendriyani hrudayam chidanugrahascha sarvam tvameva saguno vigunascha bhuman nanyatvadascha mano vachasa niruktam.
So here he is saying,
sarvam tvameva saguno vigunascha bhuman.
Krishna has two forms, saguna and nirguna. Saguna means, sometimes it can be referred to the material qualities. Nirguna means without material qualities. So here he is saying that, O Supreme Lord, you are actually the air, the earth, fire, sky and water. You are the objects of sense perception, the life air, the five senses, the mind, consciousness and false ego. Indeed, you are everything subtle and gross, the material elements and anything expressed either by the words or the mind are nothing but you. So this says here, everything comes from Krishna. So here we talked about the woman devotee, which is Queen Kunti, and the Prahlad Maharaj, who took birth in the demoniac family and who became the king of the demons. And one was a lady, and the other one was the king of the demons, Prahlad Maharaj. And here, king of the elephants. So let's see what he is saying here.
Nayasya deva rushayah padam vidhu jantu punha kor hati gantu miritum yadanatasya kriti virva cheshtato duratyayanu kramanah samavatu.
So here he is saying that, oh my dear Lord, no one can understand your activities, neither the demigods or the sages. After all, I am being an animal being, took birth in a, you know, like a ignorant, born to be ignorant. How I can understand you? And here it's saying that, you know, Krishna takes birth in different types of creatures, right? Even Gajendra is saying same thing.
Na vidyate yasya cha janma karma va na nama rupo guna dosha eva va tadapi loka pyaya sambhavayaya swamayaya tanyan kalam ruchyate.
So Krishna has no, neither birth nor death, and he has no bad qualities. Still, time to time, he takes birth. Mascha kuram varahascha narasimhascha vamanah ramo ramascha krishnascha buddhaha kalkita daivacha. So in this way, sometimes Krishna becomes mascha, varaha, narasimha, kurma, vamana. So in different places, right, Masya to birth according to, you know, among the aquatics, and tortoise same thing, and Lord Narasimha, neither human being nor animal. And Vamanaha, he took birth among the demigods. And Ramo Ramasya Krishnascha Buddhaha Kalkita Daivacha. So these six of them taken birth among the human beings. And he says, Tasmai namaha parishaya brahmani ananta shaktaye arupayo rurupaya namaha ascharya karmane. So he is saying that Tasmai namaha parishaya brahmane ananta shaktaye arupayo rurupaya namaha ascharya karmane. So how can the tortoise can lift the Mandara mountain? Can you imagine Mandara mountain, how big it is? Right? And Krishna, when it was placed in his feet, in his back, even in a Bali, all the demigods and the demons which they were present at the time when they were churning the ocean, they couldn't lift when it was sinking in the ocean. But Krishna lifted like a little boy plays with the ball. Right? As simple as easy it was for Krishna. That's why Gajendra, though he was super in animal body, he's saying that Namaha Ascharya Karmane, Krishna's activities, they're inconceivable. And then he's saying in another verse, explain about Krishna's incarnations. Namaha Shantaya Gaura, Namaha Shantaya Gauraya Mudaya Gunadharmine Nirvisheshaya Samyaya Namo Jnanaganaya Cha. Namaha Shantaya. The Krishna is the most peaceful one. We always trouble, though we are living in the temples, still we are not peaceful. So Shantaya, Gauraya. Gauraya means who looks very fearsome. Lord Narasimha. Mudaya. Here is referring the fish and the tortoise and the Varaha. Nirvisheshaya. Even impersonal Brahman. So Namo Jnanaganayacha. The Mayavadis, they only believe in the knowledge. They don't believe in the forms. Even that was, Prabhupada explains that. These Mayavadis, they say that, this Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. But Prabhupada explains in this context, this is temporary. But still it exists. We can see it. But it is temporary. So, if we take another devotee who is glorifying Krishna, he took birth among the humans. Now we spoke about Kunti, she was a woman, and Prahlad Maharaj, who took birth among the demons, and we spoke Gajendra, who took birth among the animals, and here Muchikunda. It is really, really beautiful, Muchikunda, how he glorifies Krishna.
Nakamainyam tava pada sevana akinchana pratya tamadvaram vibho aradhyatastva apavargadam hare prunitaryo Paramatma Bandhanam.
So, when somebody wants to take shelter of Krishna, how to approach Krishna? Here is given an example.
Nakamainyam tava pada sevana.
We have to approach Krishna only in one motto, is serving only Krishna's lotus feet. If you have that motto, even if you have material desires, everything will be fulfilled automatically. So,
Aradhya Kasva Apavargadam Hare.
Krishna can give liberation from this material bondage. He delivered human beings, animal beings, birds and beasts. For Krishna, it doesn't really matter where you take birth. He takes care about you and he delivers from this material existence. So, after coming to Krishna consciousness, if one becomes materialistic,
Runitaryo Paramatma Bandhanam.
So, how one can be foolish enough to self-bond himself? Like I'm sitting here myself and tying the ropes to this seat and saying that how can I'm going to come out? First of all, I bind myself. You know, evam swakarma patatam bhavaita ramyam. So I bound myself. I'm praying, Krishna, give me this, give me that. So what happens? Eventually,
paramatma bandhanam.
It only causes self-bondage. In other words, he says,
tasma visujya shishaisha sarvato rajastama sattva gunanu bandhana niranjanam nirgunam advayam param tvam jnapti matram purusham rajamyaham.
So here he is saying how to approach Krishna. We had to keep everything aside. What I am, you know, I might be king, I might be an animal, I might be a poor person, I might be an animal being, whatever you are. He says that
tasma visrujya shishaisha sarvato.
Visrujya ashisha. You had to keep aside all your desires. Doesn't really mean by keeping desires by side, you know, it won't be fulfilled, your desires. It will be fulfilled in time. So, if we pray Krishna for to satisfy desires, and what he's saying, the next one that
rajastama sattva gunanu bandhana.
When we are not fulfilled our sense gratification, it causes, you know, it takes to the raja, tama and sattva-guna. When we are fulfilled on the desires, we are so happy, peaceful. We go into the mode of goodness. When we are not fulfilled, we get angry. Wow! Give me that! You know, we want to snatch from others. And then that leads to mode of, you know, ignorance, tamoguna. We'll hurt somebody, or if we don't hurt other person, we might hurt their feelings or their heart. So the last one he's saying, King Muchikunda,
chiramiha vrujinartah stapyamanunutapai avitrishashadalabdo shantihi kadamchite sarada samupe tvatpadabjam paratman abhayorita ashoka pahima.
So he's saying that, my dear Lord, I've been burning like a fire. Like if you put something in a fire, like a living entity, you know how it will react, right? It is burning to the death. It will jump or eat and down, you know. If somebody is burning in the fire, you know, you can imagine how horrible it can be. So here, he's saying that
chiramiha vrujinatah
stapyamanunutapaihi.
It's been a long time, like millions of lifetimes we've been burning in this way, with unfulfilled desires.
Avitrisha shadalabdo shantihi kadam chit.
We have five senses plus mind, all together six. They never can be satisfied. So by that way, that's why ashanti is always there. There is no shanti. And now he is saying here, he is coming to the point.
Saranada samupetah tvatadabjam paratman.
Oh my dear Lord, somehow or other I took shelter of your lotus feet. So let me stick to your lotus feet, which makes
abhayam.
Krishna's lotus feet is fearless.
Ashokam,
where there is no misery.
Ritam, truthfulness.
Here we cannot give anybody any protection, but Krishna gives. Sometimes we can't be truthful, but Krishna is always truthful. And many times we experience miserable life, but Krishna, he always Ashoka. So lastly, we speak about Vrutrasura. He was dying when he was offering prayers to Krishna. He was in the deathbed. Indra was cutting his throat with a thunderbolt. If we are dying, what we say? We will be horrified and shaking hands and legs. But here, Vrutrasura, though he took birth as a demon, what he is saying?
Aham Hari Tava Padaikamulam Dasanu Daso Bhavitasmi Bhuyah Manasmareta Supater Gunamste Grinita Vakarma Karotukayah.
So again he is saying that, oh my dear Lord, if I have next life again, let me take birth among the devotees, in the association of devotees. For the devotees, the only shelter is only your lotus feet. And after taking birth, what I am going to do? Gunamste, glorifying your qualities. And how?
Vak karma karotu kayaha. By the words, by the activities, by the body, I only offer service to Krishna.
He asked me next birth, why? To in order to render the service, not for
nanaka prishtam nacha paramishtyam na sarvabhaumam narasadipatyam na yoga siddhira punarbhavam va samanjasatva virahaya kaakshi.
So next verse is saying that, my dear Lord, you know, usually devotees, they get a promotion when they leave their body. But before he is telling Krishna, my dear Lord, I don't want nanaka prishtam, I don't want to become the king of the heavens.
Nacha paramishtyam,
I don't want to become emperor of all this world. So narasadipatyam, even the, you know, like nowadays the Americans, they are going to the space, searching in the space to become, you know, take over of the space. But here Vrutrasura is saying, I don't want to even go in the patala, to the downwards. The next verse he says that, so how can we approach Krishna? He is giving three examples here.
Ajata paksha iva mataram khaga stanyam yadavachatarakshudarta priyam priyeva vishitam vishanna manuravindakshadidrukshate tvam.
So the first example is ajata paksha yumataram kaga. The newly born bird, it cannot search for the food on its own. It is fully dependent on the mother bird. The mother bird only life and soul for the little bird. If the mother bird, you know, sometimes it loses, the bird will die. So see how is given the examples. The next one is
stanyam yadavachatarakshudarta.
The newly born calf is dependent on mother to be fed, because it can't eat grass. The source is only mother's milk. And the third one is a bit intensive.
Priyam priyeva vishitam vishanna.
The dutiful wife, when the husband goes away, is longing, when my husband is going to come, when I'm going to see him. So we should follow the same way, Krishna. So finally, here, I think it's getting late. I can go on until even tomorrow, until tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. If Krishna takes birth, either he becomes Kurma, Matsya, Varaha, for him it doesn't really matter. Here, Tyagaraja, he describes,
Amarata Nichaya Kumudahita Paripurna Nagadara Surapujayo Surapujadi Amarata Nichaya Kumudahita Paripurna Nagadara Surapujadipayo Divasaharana Sundaratara Vadana Sudamaya Pacho Brinda Govinda Sananda Mahara.
So here he's saying Amarataraka means the star among the demigods. Whenever Krishna took birth, you know, in whichever body, the first one to be there, who is that? Demigods, to glorify him.
So amarataraka nichaya kumudahita paripurna.
So paripurna. Paripurna means, you know, he is full of auspiciousness. Either he is in a tortoise body, or half human or half animal. Or he is saying here,
Amarata Ganichaya Gumudahita Paripurna Nagadara.
When Krishna lifted the Govardhana,
Surabhuja Dadipayo Divasa Harana, Dadipayo Divasa Vasaharana.
Krishna stole dhadi, yogurt, payo, milk, vasana harana, the gopis' clothes. So this is all called sudhamaya, nectarious pastimes. Whether he takes birth as Mastikurma Varaha, Narasimha, or Ramo Ramasti Krishnascha, Buddhaha, Kalki Tadaivacha, he is always paripurna, and he is always auspicious. For him, it doesn't really make difference whichever beings he takes birth. And for him, in order to show his mercy, it doesn't really make difference to give his mercy Even when Gajendra prayed him,
Nayam vidasumatmanam yachakyaham diyahatam tam duratmayamahatyam bhagavantam itosmiham.
That was one of his last prayer. Krishna appeared straight away and he protected him. So it's always two ways. For Krishna, he is paripurna when he takes birth in all other beings, and even devotee is paripurna because Krishna reciprocates with him in the same way. So here I want to stop now, it's getting too late, and the Radha Ras Bihari temple is the most beautiful place in the planet I wanted to be, and thank you for listening. Hare Krishna. So if anybody has any questions. In the first verse he says, Jagadananda Karaka Jaya Janaki Prananayaka Gaganadipa Sat Kulaga Raja Rajeshwara Suguna Karasura Seya Bhavya Dayaka. So he says, he glorifies Krishna here. Sorry, Lord Ramachandra. And he says, Gagadadipa is glorifying both. The Krishna who took from the moon dynasty, the Lord Ramachandra who took birth from the sun dynasty. The next verse he is saying here,
Amarata Kanichaya Kumudahita Paripurna Nagadara Surapuja Dadipa Yodivasa Harana.
Nagadara, who lifts the mountain, Govardhana mountain, Sura Puja. When Krishna's father was arrested by Indra, Indra worshipped Krishna. Sura Puja. So, Dadipayo Divasaharana. Krishna stole yogurt, milk, and the gopis' clothes. That shows that he was devotee of Krishna and Ram. And if you hear his kirtans, he glorifies both of them. Hare Krishna. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari ji ki Sita Lakshmi Hanuman ji ki Shri Shri Gaunitai ki Shri Prabhupada Maharaj ki Samaved Bhakta Grindh ki Itai Gaur Premanande.